Welcome to Blocking with Bob. I'm your host, Nolan Bates. On this show, we talk with Coach Bob Lippman about his football journey and his coaching career. Stay tuned as we will hit the gridiron with this Country Day legend.
How has Coach Bob Lippman played an impact on you as an athlete?
Coach Lippman has had a pretty large impact on my athletic career. You know, he's not only my football coach, but he's my shot put coach as well. So I've spent a lot of time with him over my 4 years at Country Day. You know, first and foremost, he's extremely knowledgeable about the game. Great person to be around. You know, he's super entertaining, super funny guy. Off the field as well, you know, he told me so many life lessons and helped craft me as not only an athlete, but as a student and as a person as well.
How has Coach Bob Lippman played an impact on your football career and or you as a person?
Yeah, so Coach Bob has had a major impact on me, and he definitely did when he coached me. He's such a hardworking guy because he has a great passion for the sport. And what I've learned from him, at least in my life, is that, you know, if you enjoy something, go do it and chase it. And you can be very successful in that. And you see that with the major impact he's had on all of his athletes.
How has Coach Bob Lippman impacted you as either a coach or a person?
He impacted me a lot as a coach. I came to Charlotte in 2000 and was on his staff for three years. And his attention to detail, all right, especially in practice, also his countless time reviewing film, our film, you know, opponents' film. He's maybe the hardest working coach I've ever met in terms of the amount of time he puts into his craft. And the reason our teams were always so good was because we were prepared. We knew what we were going to see from everybody. He also is good about trying new things and trying to stay on the cutting edge of what's happening, particularly at the college level, and transforming that in an appropriate way to the high school level. So he helped me a lot as a football coach. As a person, I've known the Whitman family for 20 plus years, become good friends. We have a lot of the same values. I had lots of great conversations with him and his wife, Donna, and now Drew, you know, being on campus and being the football coach. I consider the Whitmans very close friends and a lot because of the values that we share.
Here in the studio today, we have legendary Coach Bob Lippman. Originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, he attended Northwest Missouri State University, where he played football and got his undergrad and master's degree. He then went on to coach several places before he ended up here at Country Day. While at Country Day, he coached for 25 years. So what made you want to be a coach?
Well, I went back to I loved the game of football, and my little town that I grew up in played in a giant football conference in southeastern Pennsylvania. It was a suburban Philadelphia conference. We were the small, little, tiny, rural town that was in this conference. And when I was very young, we were terrible. I don't think we won a game in 3 or 4 years. Thinking about dropping football, getting out of the conference, whatever. And about when I was in fifth grade or so, they hired a young coach that came in and basically turned the thing around. So I think his first year was 0-10, and maybe his second year was not much better. And then my older brother, who was 4 years ahead of me, started playing. They started winning. And of course, my family and I followed it. And the little town that I lived in really responded because that was the only thing to do. And they just really rallied around this high school football team. And then the more success they had, it got crazier and crazier. And I witnessed all this as an elementary and junior high kid. And then obviously everybody wanted to play. And we were still good when I was coming through in high school. I wasn't that good. I was just barely good enough to play. And we were very successful, and I wanted to continue to play. So I went to a Division II school in the Midwest, and the thing that I really noticed was that the technique and the skills of a lot of the kids on the team were not really that good. They were good physically, much better than me, bigger, faster, stronger, but they didn't have the skills, the blocking, particularly the blocking and tackling skills that the kids that I played with, that we were coached. So I knew it was coaching, and I just really thought that, you know, that this is something that when I was finished playing and all that I really wanted to do is I wanted to coach because I thought there was a real need for it in a lot of places.
Tell me about your time at Country Day.
Sure, Country Day. I basically, before Country Day, I was at a school similar to Country Day called Green Hill School in Dallas, Texas, and was there 8 years and as the head coach and had was very fortunate to have a lot of talent early on and so forth. And then I had two children, and I was teaching every class every day, coaching three sports, and I just thought it was time to look around to go to a place that was really was more hungry for a successful football program. And I was very, very fortunate to find Charlotte Country Day. I had applied here 2 years earlier and didn't get the job, but then when it opened up again in 1990, I again applied and was very fortunate to get an interview and was very fortunate to get hired because there was a lot of talent, a lot of football talent, and a lot of enthusiasm and particularly tradition here. So that's where it started. And I saw that there was a really good base of football tradition that could be built on. And there was a lot of cooperation with the administration and the parents. And basically, it was a team effort by the school, and had fortunate to have some good coaches come on. Coach Hoffman and I started together. He's an excellent football coach with a lot of experience that really helped me. And it was just with the amount of talent and the cooperation with the rest of the school, that it really worked out well.
Yes, sir. What do you value most as being a coach?
I think I value the most is to be able to provide an activity like organized sports, particularly football, to provide an activity that really can get young men to get into and really feel good about and really try. Because I think at that point in life, it was for me, As an adolescent male, there's a lot of things going on, and that they need something, and forgive me for saying this, but they need something besides English, biology, and history.
Yes, sir.
They need something to get them out of bed in the morning, to get them to school. And I know a lot of people don't think that should be a high priority, but there's a group of young men in every school that needs something like that to drive them to work hard and to discipline them and so forth. So I thought that by having a program that kids wanted to participate in could also help them in their other school activities and life activities.
That makes a lot of sense. So this is similar as well, but what do you value most in a player?
I would think loyalty and effort. I think that to buy into what you're doing and to really give it their best effort, and also to be able to take what you're teaching them and take it beyond that. I think some of the best players that have played here were the ones that took the basic training and teaching from their coaches and then applied their specific skills to that. In other words, they actually went beyond what you were coaching them. And not just to do their own thing, but to figure out ways to do what you're teaching them to do them better. I've learned a lot from players that basically had to adapt in game and practice situations to do things that I said, you know, that was really pretty clever. And then, you know, and then take that stuff and actually use it as a coaching tool. Because kids can really figure out things a lot better than, you know, than you can sometimes.
Yes, sir. So you've been at Country Day for 25 years. How has either Country Day or the football program like transformed or changed over the course of your career here?
Well, in not only the 25 years that I was here, but the 9 or 10 years after I was the head coach, I noticed that not so much Country Day, but the schools that we played in our conference, our rivals and so forth, they basically made a commitment to take athletics to the next level. And I think Country Day was, and it was a little bit maybe hesitant to do that, to do the things it would take. And that, every school has to have their own niche. And I just thought that the other schools basically brought their programs forward more than we were. And I think that's changing now. I think, things are will start to level out, but it was just that we were just falling behind in some of those administrative things that schools were doing.
I think you definitely see that, like Providence Day and
obvious that they just basically made a commitment to be good at sports and go beyond the normal admissions process that we did. And it was just hard to compete.
Yep. So this is probably a difficult question or a harder question, but what's like the highlight of your coaching career? Like, what's your greatest memory as a football coach at Country Day?
Wow. I would say what really comes to mind is obviously the state championships, but the Charlotte Catholic rivalry really sticks out in my mind as being really special. Because that rivalry really predates, my time at Country Day. It was well established before that. And the great John Cook and the things that he did. But I would say just the camaraderie of the kids and the state championships and even the ones you lost, just being in that state championship game was pretty special. Mm-hmm.
I still have T-shirts from like all the different cup games of what my brothers played in. I remember being the ball boy for some of them too.
You're listening to Blocking with Bob with your host Nolan Bates, a production of the podcast journalism class with Kick at Charlotte Country Day School.
How did you get into coaching shot put and discus?
Oh, that's easy. my first year of coaching, I was from the time I was in college. I was the first, basically, few years that high schools began using weightlifting as an enhancement for their game, and learned that in college. And my first year in teaching was actually at the same high school I graduated in Pennsylvania. And I basically, after the football season, I would hang out with the kids and in the weight room. And the guys that several of the guys were through shot put and discus. And that's really where weightlifting really got its start in the throw events. And I basically would follow these kids in their training for the shot put and discus, not just in the weight room. And there were several really good athletes. And so I said, this is something I'd like to do to get particularly the lineman type kid, the kid that doesn't play lacrosse or baseball or run track or tennis, give them something to do as a competitive sport, but still get all the weight training in. So it was kind of a good partnership between the weight room and a competitive spring sport.
So you mentioned the weight room. How has different facilities and the weight room, I guess, how has that changed coaching and or changed football in general?
I think it changed football drastically because my first few years of coaching as an assistant out in the Midwest, where I think it really was the weightlifting really took hold. We did it in PE class during the day, and our teams got really, really a lot better, a lot more physical, a lot less injuries, and everybody started doing it. So, it was hard to get schools to do that in PE class, how to separate the athletes from basically the non-competitive athletes. And it was a lot of trial and error. It was hard to buy equipment. Equipment was expensive. We used to make our own equipment. My father-in-law was a welder. He helped me make an entire weight room full of equipment for my first head coaching job in Dallas. And then that's one of the things. That was my first priority coming to Charlotte Country Day, was to upgrade the weight room. And we had a donation from a parent, a generous donation that helped kick it off and put that together. And then we expanded and moved it to another spot. And then they, of course, built the one gym in 2001. And then, of course, the brand new gym we have now is just spectacular. I mean, I just look at it and shake my head and say, we used to have to make our own equipment. And that is a spectacular facility. I don't think there's any better anywhere around.
So obviously you've been a coach at Country Day, but you've also had two kids. What is it like being a parent of a Country Day kid while also being a coach?
It can be challenging, but it was quite rewarding also. I was very fortunate that my two children took to athletics. I didn't have to pressure them or force them or they took to it and they enjoyed it. And hopefully they got out of it, which you're supposed to get out of it. And it was, you know, sometimes challenging why are you, is your kid playing because you're the head coach, that type of thing, which always happens.
Yep.
But they worked very, very hard to get to the point where they could play. And they were both, they both won state championships. And I think they had a good experience. I certainly did, that's for sure.
So one of your sons, Drew Whitman, is the current coach. So what is it like watching your son as the head coach that you used to be or that you used to have?
It's not easy because I know what he goes through. It's just like watching your kid play Little League Baseball and, you know, the successes and the failures, you feel it, you feel every bit of it. But, you know, I'm very proud of him. He works very hard. I think he's taken the program to levels that I never did. I think he does a lot more for the program than I did in general. And his heart's in it. And I think that's all he can do.
Yes, sir. So this also is like the highlight question, but is there a specific player or team that you coach that like stands out to you?
You know, there really isn't. When I think about it, there's a bunch of them that pop into my mind that say, oh no, that one was better. The player that obviously was undoubtedly the best player that played here while I was coaching was Alvin Pierman. And not only was he athletically gifted, he was relentless in his training. He was driven. And above all, he drove the other kids on the team. He's the one, him and a couple of buddies got me to open the weight room 6:30 every morning all year round.
Sir.
And that was a challenge when you had to run your kids to school and do things like that. But he insisted, even game days, that they get in the weight room and do something, and I couldn't turn him down. And then we had a breakfast club, and that really took off. But Alvin was driven. He was driven like I don't think any other kid I've ever had. And he's a professor at Stanford now. So.
Yes, sir. So this is the last question for today. But if you'd offer one piece of advice to either a coach or a player, like a football player, what would you offer?
To the player, I would say that playing organized tackle football is a very short period of time. It's a candle that burns very quickly. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of every day off-season training, every day of practice, every day of your career, because it does not last long. Very few people play after high school and very, very few after college. So take advantage of playing high school tackle football because it's a time that you'll always remember. And for a coach, it's just basically, you know, be organized and enjoy what you're doing. That's it. Just enjoy. Have fun.
Yes, sir. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, Nolan.
Thanks for listening to Blocking with Bob. I'm your host, Nolan Bates.
Special thanks to Coach Bob Whitman. This is a production of the podcast Journalism Class with Kick at Chela Country Day. We hope to see you at the football games in the fall.